You're here because you know that there's something bigger.
You want your income to match the impact you know you can make on this world.
We only know because we were you.
We're Mooch Amel, founders and CEOs of Moo and 90 Day CEO.
We're talking all things business, entrepreneur lifestyle, mindset, and making your vision a reality.
We built a six-figure business in 5 months off a tiny idea and a $500,000 business in just under a year. And now we're teaching you to do the same.
Let's move.
Mooch Amel here from 90 Day CEO, and we are super excited to dive into two massive mistakes that we see entrepreneurs make no matter how long they've been in business for, whether they're just starting or they've been there for decades.
Yeah, we don't want to keep you waiting though, so we're going to jump right in. If you guys have the visual, this is awesome. If you're listening in on our podcast, we're going to share the link to go over and check out the visual as well.
Mm-hmm. So one of the first major mistakes is in goal setting. And entrepreneurs or anybody, like, we're taught to just look at, what do you want to do this week? What do you want to accomplish this week? What, maybe we're looking at a month.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe. And so as you can see here, you're just kind of looking ahead to the next arrow, looking ahead to the next arrow, looking ahead to the next arrow.
Oh, checkpoints.
Right? And then all of a sudden you kind of like end here and you're like, well, is this even where I wanted to go? What did I accomplish? Right? You're kind of just like shooting, guessing, going like a little bit at a time and staying afloat, right? And so, yeah, you're going to make some progress, 100%, right? It's better than not goal setting,
right? 100%.
It's better than not goal setting for sure, but you are completely missing a lot of opportunity for alignment, which is going to help you really grow.
Yeah. And we want clarity right here, right? We don't know where we're going, right? And we're just meeting at each checkpoint. And so we want to know, like, do you even know where you're going?
Because how do we know what success is if we don't get there?
Totally.
So how we want to do it is we start here. As you can see, this is a much longer arrow. We look an entire year out. So where do you want to be in a year, right? And this is something we've done. We sit down together. Yep. Where do we want to be? Like, what does our home look like? What do our relationships look like? What does our financial health look like? What does our work look like? What is our fitness, like everything? Where do you want to be in a year?
What kind of wine are you drinking?
Yeah, the important stuff, right? The important stuff. And then we really look at that and we get a little bit more tangible. So when you're doing your year, it's not going to be quite as tangible. Like, it's not going to be saying, I'm going to reach out to 100 people a day, right? It's not something like that. But, you know, where do you want to be in a year? And then we go quarter.
Yep. So once you get into your quarter, it makes it a hell of a lot easier to see what each quarter needs to look like in order for you to hit this main goal, right? So if you're clear on this one, quarter gets really easy. Mm-hmm. And then you can break it down even further,
right?
Which is amazing.
Now, and some of them are going to be more measurable because if you know that you want to have X revenue after a year, you can divide that, depending on where you're at in your business, by 4 quarters. Now, if you're a business that's using phases or waves, meaning like you're going to have a creation quarter and you're going to have a real selling quarter, then you build that in and you got to plan for that. Because if you want to hit your goal at the end and you have to have an entire quarter of creation, maybe you're seasonal, right? Seasonal business. Okay. So then what do you have to hit by quarter to do that? So it's really important.
Yeah.
And then from there we go monthly.
Monthly is the fun one.
Yeah.
You can really get nitty gritty on what needs to get done. But again, guys, we can't stress it enough because we've seen it work with so many entrepreneurs and so many actual like just people in their personal lives. Is once you get down to this month, again, it feels so clear because you can look at your quarter and you can look at your year. More so, you're looking at your quarter, like, what do I need to get done in these 3 months? Okay, what needs to be my focus for this particular month?
Right. And so from that, you got to be really specific with dates. So, and this is where we pull ourselves away from this, what happens up here. When we're just going week to week, we're kind of like, well, this sounds fun this week.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll go to this event this week. Or, oh, that's an opportunity this week. And this is what happens when we go this way. Is we get pulled in all these directions, right?
Shiny object syndrome,
right? They're everywhere because shiny objects are everywhere. This world's beautiful, right? But when you get here, you're really doing dates. So like Mooch said, you have your quarter and you're like, all right, this is all the shit I have to get accomplished in the month of June if I'm going to get this done.
Yep.
So we take the month of June. Okay, well, what's priority? What's got to get done in week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4? What's a month-long ongoing project? And so from the monthly, we then break it down weekly. And that you kind of do in your monthly goals because you look at this has to be done by like June 10th, this by June 15th, this by June 20th. So now you enter a week, you pull out your monthly goals and you're like, oh, here are all the things that have to get done. And it goes into your weekly goals.
Yeah. And so often we see so many entrepreneurs living in this, right? In this space up here. And that's what attributes to burnout. That's what attributes to, like, honestly, not loving this lifestyle, right? Because there's no clarity. And you're going week to week to week to week to week, you know, and we've done this. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not even coming at you. Like, no. This was us. We were like, where the hell did, what's social life?
Yeah.
Right? I didn't see my mom for Sunday dinner in months.
Right.
Like, what's happening? Right? And so what we want to encourage you to do is, instead of going week to week to week, really get clear on, like, that year first and break it down. It's so much simpler.
Mm-hmm. And it gives you that freedom, as Mitch was saying. So if you look at your week, say it's Sunday or Monday, and you're planning out, and you're like, all right, these are all the things I have to get done. And then you look at, you know, these are all the things I want to get done in my personal life, my fitness, whatever it might be. And then you can just kind of piece it together. And you don't have to worry every day about what do I have to do. You just kind of trust. You've already laid it out. So you get that done. And now then you can enjoy more free time.
Yep.
Those shiny objects present, you look at it and you're like, well, can I fit that shiny object in?
Or does it align with
these
goals?
A lot of times it's going to be no, but then sometimes it's yes and you just like enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So this is huge. Huge, huge, huge.
Yeah. So I love this one. And it also plays into this whole selling, right? Selling setting almost. So most common issue and challenge we see is this process right here, right? You start off with a product idea. You start to like get really excited about it. You're like, oh, I have this sick idea. I'm not going to tell anyone though, because I'm just going to like work on it. I'm going to like weasel my way through. I'm going to try and develop. I'm going to make everything align, make it look beautiful, make it look perfect. And then once it comes time, you're like, okay, I'm ready to sell it. And I want to launch it all in the same week, right?
Yeah.
Sell and launch in the same week. Not a good idea.
Yeah. And so the flow, especially for those of you tuning in right now, in selling, just to like that Mooch was referencing, just to like recap, it starts with a product idea, and then you move to product development, and then you move to product perfection, and then you move to product sell and launch. That's the typical flow that we see, and that's one that keeps entrepreneurs stuck and broke.
Yep, stuck, broke, and probably pissed off.
Yeah, and then saying, well, this isn't working, forget it.
Right.
Right. Now, I just want to offer before we jump into what we do coach and what does work, that the expectation, one, that you're ever going to perfect your product is crap. Because first of all, what is perfect? And second of all, if you're perfecting it on your terms, you're not making space to consider your client needs.
Yeah.
We always leave room to develop our products further based on client needs. You have to.
Right.
Otherwise, it's about you, not about your clients. So let go of this here, right? And we're going to show you what we replace it with. But then this idea that, like Mooch said, I'm not going to tell anyone, and then it's just magically going to sell is like ludicrous. Like we're online space is a saturated industry. Right. Like everything's a saturated industry, for the most part, right? Like I don't know anyone, you know, we have people come to us in health and they're like, oh, it's saturated. People come to us in technology, like it's saturated. Like fitness, it's saturated. Like, yeah, there's billions of people in this world doing some amazing things. So you can't wait to launch it, to let people in on what you're doing because they don't know, like, or trust you yet.
Right. And I would even think, like, just when you're saying this, it's like, if you're thinking about perfecting your product, think about like Apple. Right. Apple wasn't sitting there being like, we're going to make one iPhone ever and it's going to be the best thing ever. And then we're going to wait. Like, think about the ads that they use. Think about the marketing tools that they use to like make it mysterious, make it really exciting for buyers.
I love that. I still remember the first iPod ads. And I was like, what is that?
And then they came out with the colorful ones. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. So what we coach is actually, instead of a four-step kind of linear process where it goes from one to the other to the other, ours is a three-step cyclical process. So we start with the product, and this could be product idea or, to Mooch's point, product development, right, an improvement. And then we move into the develop and selling stage. And those happen simultaneously. So you're developing, you're working on it, and you're taking people on the journey, right? You're like, this is what I'm doing. And you begin to sell it. Is this going to land with you? This is what I'm launching. This is what's happening. Like, grab your spot now.
Yeah, I think it's important, too, to mention, like, regardless of what your product is, maybe you're a brick and mortar, maybe you have an actual physical, tangible product, or if it's like a coaching program, right? It's going to work the same way.
Right.
Whether, you know, you're marketing and selling at the same time, it's got to happen. And this is what we would coach, but it's got to happen in here and Melissa's going to hit this next inside your launch as well.
Right.
Like you're selling for a lot longer.
Right. So yes, exactly. You notice this, the selling lasts honestly throughout the entire cycle, like pretty much throughout the entire cycle, except maybe this initial here. So we go from product to develop and sell, right? And then we move into launch and sell. So that product is launched and you're selling it, right? Maybe you're selling the next enrollment date, or maybe you're, you know, continuous enrollment. Maybe you have a wait list. Maybe you start a membership, but you are continuously selling as you launch. And then we move back up to product, and that's product development. Mm-hmm. That's product improvement. It's product expansion, getting a whole product suite. And once you come through this second time, you're still selling here too.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is actually probably one of the most important parts.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you're at, because you're going to take all of these things that happened in these two phases, right? The development phase, the selling phase, the launching phase, and now people are actually in your product right here, right? You're going to take all this feedback and you're going to dump it right back into that product.
Yeah.
So think about like how much better you're going to be, your product's going to be, and your clients are going to get.
Yeah. Product development is like one of our favorite things because it's constantly evolving with, you know, our clients and their needs. And let's say our, you know, as our group grows, well, your product has to shift to absorb that, or the delivery has to shift to absorb that. And so it's just, it's fun. It's service centered. And it's also, you know, protecting your business, which is important. Like in order to serve more, you've got to run like a business.
Yeah.
So
clearly we hate this stuff.
Yeah.
We can't talk about it anymore. But in all seriousness, guys, like we want to know if you're, I think goal setting probably is like one of the most mind-blowing things.
Yeah.
When you learn to do it the right way. We've had so many clients say like, holy shit, how was I doing this way the whole time? Happened to us too.
Yeah.
Like we think back, we're like, how did we set goals?
I know.
It's pathetic. So I would, you know, highly recommend taking a look at your year goals, starting here with some action steps. We want to know where you're getting stuck, where you're getting challenged, so we can hopefully help you through.
And one little bonus tip on that I cannot even believe we forgot to hit on. When you are setting your goals, not your annual, but quarterly and under, you do 5 aspects of the business.
Yep.
Product, finance, operations, sales, and marketing. Yeah, you gotta set them by the 5 aspects of the business. And, you know, if you're confused by that, like Mooch said, let us know. Yep. We have templates. We'll share. We like to give. It's an abundant world, so.
It is. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you back here next week.
Thank you guys all so much for listening. We're hoping you found some really good little golden nuggets. You can find us on Instagram at 90DaySEO. Feel free to shoot us a DM. Just slide right in there like a little chess.
And we want to know, what did you find valuable, what you want to hear more about, and what you have going on in your business.
And remember, no matter how hard it gets, and it probably will get harder, just keep moving.